Over a century ago, President Roosevelt was so interested in preserving natural wonders, he traveled all the way to California to take a camping trip with this well-known naturalist. The result of that outing would be the protection of some of this nation's most loved landmarks. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
His name is John Muir, and although some Americans have not heard his name, it was his writing and his work that helped preserve many of our most noted national parks.
He worked very hard with this network of friends, lobbying to Congress, writing, and so forth, and he was able to add 5 major national parks to the national park system.
In fact, Muir even led a camping expedition in Yosemite with President Theodore Roosevelt to show him the importance of the government protecting such places. Not only did Yosemite become a national park, but places like the Grand Canyon and the Petrified Forest were soon designated parks by Roosevelt at the urging of Muir.
I would think a lot of people probably thought that Yellowstone would be the only national park we would have because it was so unique. But John Muir felt that these other places were just as beautiful and unique in their own ways, so why not expand the idea and create many different national parks?
Cheryl Abel at John Muir National Historic Site says Muir was always on the go, yet he still came back here to his wife Louie and their home just east of San Francisco.
He was well paid for his writings, but always the steady income was from the fruit ranch. It was very large, 2,600 acres at one point.
Muir had wanted to make a trip to the Amazon when he was 30. The trip didn't happen because he caught malaria in Florida. 4 decades later, he finally made his dream trip.
He was 73, 74 at the time, went down to see the Amazon, continued over the mountains to Chile just to see a specific tree high up in the mountains, found that, caught another ship that went over to Africa, saw some special sites in Africa, including Victoria Falls. He did that last major trip of his life all by himself.
Today, the John Muir National Historic Site shares the story of the man who's known as the father of the national park system. Traveling the countryside in Martinez, California, I'm Andrew McRae.